Welcome back, family. I hope you guys are doing great. I have some really important things to share about what's going on, what you're not seeing in the news, and how it's all related to exactly what we were told would happen in the Word. And there's many things we were warned about, of course, and we were instructed to be as wise as serpents. Why is that important? So that we can know what these evil Luciferians are doing and what they're doing to the people around us. It's going to be impossible to help them if we don't know what's being done to them and to us. I've seen what's going on impact some really strong-minded truth seekers. So let's get started and use that ability to be wise as serpents to understand what is being done to us. You're seeing the divide, and you're seeing a lot of blindness, which makes you frustrated and angry because some things are just so obvious as to how it's an act, how it's been staged, how it's been set up. Cameras are rolling everywhere. Footage is leaking of this stuff happening, and people just aren't seeing it. And that's because of the trap that has been set. And as I was thinking about this the past few days, trying to wrap my mind around it with all this going on, it really just dawned on me what is going on. And it's so evil and sinister, and it's causing us to all, every single one of us, have unforgiveness and not think of it as a bad thing because it's for people who deserve it. But that unforgiveness is bringing us down. It plants these seeds of unforgiveness in your heart, and it will grow. It may seem like it's okay to hate the left, or it's okay to hate and be angry towards Joe Biden or his son or whoever it is, you know, when they get us to do that and we have that unforgiveness, it creates this bitterness, this resentment towards anyone who follows that. The opposite is happening to those people. They are set up to hate the other candidate. And that's why you have this person that they allegedly hate and just want to get rid of. He's the one that's trying to fight the system. They hate him so much. And it puzzled me that they would bring in this one candidate that is the biggest joke of all of the candidates they possibly could have chosen. Why him? That's part of the genius to it. Because they know that everyone who doesn't hate Trump is going to hate this guy. He's blatantly doing things in public that are bad, showing his true colors. And he is set up to look like this good saint, you know. And these guys are getting us to have unforgiveness. And that is what is leading us in a downward spiral, hating each other. It's very frustrating. It is hard to watch people be so blind. But you have to forgive. It's so important that when Yeshua was telling us how to pray, he included that. And then he went on to tell us, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So it's extremely, extremely important to forgive. And this is what they have suckered us into not doing. Extremely important. And here we are. Not forgiving people, not forgiving our friends on social media. I understand. Lots of deceptions going on. You're not seeing the bogus staged events happening in the news. They're not showing it. I'm going to include some of that stuff at the end of this video so you can kind of see the world's a stage type of stuff and share that with people. But this warning about forgiveness is the most important part of this video because it's what's causing us to fall and fall for their tricks. When you're blinded by the hate and unforgiveness, you're going to spread that. We are to be a light to this world. We are not of this world anymore. We have to do away with these foolish thoughts and understand, yes, it's a big lie, but there are people out there who believe it. We need to pray for them and expose these lies. And that's our mission here, is to expose them and do so in a way that represents the love, grace, and mercy that our Father has towards these people who are being deceived. Okay? But before I go, I want to read something called 2 Esdras. I will show you what that looks like. You can find it on Bible Gateway. It's not listed when you go on, you know, your standard Bibles. You actually have to search for it in the search bar up here. Type in like 2 Esdras and it'll pull it up. And this book is amazing when it comes to showing you end time stuff, how much chapters we have of this existence of mankind. And I believe we're in the last chapter. I've gone over that in another video. I'll link that in the description for you. And one thing that Ezra was shown, because he was seeking the understanding of what's going to happen. How many are going to perish? How many are going to make it through? What is the end going to be like? Who's going to see it? And one of the things that was revealed to him, right here, it says, "For evils worse than those that you have now seen happen shall take place hereafter. For the weaker the world becomes through old age, the more shall evils be increased upon its inhabitants. Truth shall go farther away, and falsehood shall come near." That's where we're at. Truth going further away. Censorship, banning the truth, deleting it, wiping out people with millions of subscribers, thousands. It doesn't matter. You think these people are untouchable at one point because they're so big that there would be some sort of fuss and lawsuits. That's not happening. Well, there are lawsuits, but not a whole lot's being done to stop this book burning that we're seeing today. And it's because the truth is getting further away and those falsehoods are popping up everywhere. And if you look at the famous movie They Live, he's looking at a billboard. And one of the things this billboard says in the bottom right corner is control data. This is back in the 80s, I believe. Interesting that we're now seeing that come into fruition with them controlling data, controlling it very well. And all of us are all prisoners here of our own device, just like that song said we would be. So we all have our own devices. They want us to just become zombies to seeing whatever they see and believing it. But the truth will set you free. And hopefully the words you've heard today will guide you to be set free from the hate. The hate is trapping you. This is a warning. It is trapping you. It's set there to trap you. It is a genius trap set about by these fallen in their wisdom. And they have done this before. It's a repeat of history. We never left Rome. That's why you're seeing these jokers here dressed up just like the individuals in this picture called, guess what, the sacking of Rome. And some amazing truthers find this stuff and happen to share it, and I'm glad they do, because it reveals the hand being played and who's behind it. These clips at the end, of course, are things you're not going to see on the news. I try to avoid compiling too much of this stuff just because not only is it obvious, but it will get you deleted pretty quickly. And I thank the Father for protecting us and bringing people here. I had a testimony today of someone who came here. And if you're one of those people, you really must be seeking if you're finding us now. And I am thankful for you. You guys, stay tuned. We will be back soon with I'm hoping very soon. Been very busy lately. We're going to have some events this weekend and the weeks to come with coaching. About to wrap that up, though. We'll be done in February 13th, I believe, somewhere around there. So we'll see you guys soon. I love you. The Father loves you. Stay safe and stay ready.
Glad to see you guys. You guys are patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you. Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, just want to let you guys know, this is like the sacredest place.
I know.
Hey. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us in this building.
Trump supporters have largely been blamed for the violence against police officers and property, but video footage appears to show a different story. This video taken by NTD's on-the-ground reporters shows Trump supporters trying to stop the people smashing windows of the Capitol building and calling them Antifa. You can hear them saying, anyone who does this is not with us. It appears other protesters grab his leg and pull him down to stop him from breaking the window. Other videos show pro-Trump protesters booing those breaking in and calling them Antifa. This video appears to show them trying to stop the people smashing windows and shoving them towards the police.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got maced.
You got maced?
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got maced.
You got maced? And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah! I made it like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they maced me.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Thank you.
Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.